Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. It is 9:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I reside. This is your girl Tessa, just Tessa and the Vibes Podcast. We're on season 2, episode 4. And today we are going to talk about facts and feelings, okay? Facts and feelings. Nothing more, nothing less. And I may branch off somewhere. It's not going to be very long because I'm in the midst of doing multiple things. But it's very important that we talk about facts and feelings, okay? First and foremost, if you do not know how to mind your business, you're in the wrong place. Because we mind our business here. There's no gossiping. There's no he say, she say. There's all mind your business here. We mind our business from our side of the street, our side of the building, our side of the world, our side of the coin. Okay? Our side of life. If you want to learn how to mind your business, then you are at the right place. You are. If you haven't had your coffee, your food, your juice, whatever, do that. Your water, do that. If you're on your way to work, have a great day. Make sure it's productive. Don't let anybody fuck with your vibe. If you're off, enjoy. Take it in. Get some peace. If you're working from home, salute. Whatever you want to do with your day. It's going to be like almost 90 degrees where I'm at, almost. So I'm going to step outside for a little bit to handle business, and I'm going to be right back in. But moving on, before I jump into this literature heavy, I wanted to do this episode, one, while I have some time available, and two, because it really needed to be addressed and talked about, okay? I had a situation where facts and feelings seemed to be overlapping or being misconstrued or being placed in one other, in the other spot. And that's a problem for me. Anybody that knows me, I always make sure that facts and feelings have a distinction, okay? They're separate. More adults, grown-ups should do the same, okay? If you have a situation that arises with someone or something, allow yourself to feel your feelings, okay? Feel them, process them, release them, okay? What we don't do, what I do not prefer you to do, what I do not do, is feel angry, okay? I'm just going to use anger. Feel angry and tell someone, you made me angry. Okay? That's not how that should be working. If you want someone to receive what you're saying, you want someone to respond to what you're saying, not in kind. Okay? We don't want you to respond in kind. We want you to respond in fact. Okay? We don't want you to respond with your feelings. We want you to respond in fact. And the first question most likely will always be, how or what did I do? How did I say that? Or how did I make you feel that way? Or what did I do? Or when, or things of that nature. It's either going to be a how or a what. And when that person asks you, the one that's on the receiving end asks you how or what they did or when they did it, where they did it, they're expecting you to sit right there and give them facts. You already gave them the feeling. I tend to give facts before feelings. I'm sorry. I don't want my feelings to be overshadowing my facts. I want you to hear me. I want you to feel me. I want you to receive what I'm sending you. And I want you to respond as such, as you received it, and that you hear me and you feel me. I don't want you to respond already in your feelings because you're getting my feelings. That's me. This is my preference. This is what I do. Okay? But I'm pretty sure there are grown-ups out there, adults out there, that they have been doing this whole feelings thing and making their feelings facts. I'm not saying your feelings don't matter. I'm not saying they're not valid. What I'm saying is that that's not the problem here. The problem here is something took place that caused that. Let's focus on what took place that caused your feelings to be what they are. Okay? It does. And the thing is, what gets me is that people will be terrible at communicating what transpired or what made them feel a certain way, but they do way better at it when they're talking about the good, though. People will, they will load you down and tell you from here to heaven on how you made them feel good, what you did to them or for them that was good. But when someone gets angry, upset, disappointed, whatever, you know, sad, anything on the opposite of positive, for some reason, the communication just seems to be non-existent. Because your feelings, you're not allowing the facts to take precedence. You're not allowing it to lead. Okay? You can feel angry. You can feel sad. You can feel happy. You can feel joy. But at the same time, that is not what the focal point is. We're going to address your feelings, but first we got to address what made you feel that way. So I had a situation arise, and I'm having to mediate in so many different areas, and I'm having to make sure that other adults are just separating the facts and feelings, making a distinction between the two. Don't say this is how you feel, but you can't tell me why you feel that way. Don't tell me that someone did something to you, but you can't tell me what they did. Because to me, that's just not how this works. Something, you feel some type of way. Let me tell you something. I was sitting down with one of my 2-year-old nieces. Okay, she's a twin. I was sitting down with her, right? Her sister wanted to get in a chair with her. Her twin sister wanted to get in a chair with her. She had this chair all to herself, but her twin sister wanted to get in a chair and sit with her. Okay, why not? And she didn't want her to sit in a chair, but, you know, she ended up sitting in a chair. Okay, these are 2 2-year-old young kids, okay? Kids, 2-year-old girls, okay? And I'm sitting right there and I'm watching this play out. And all of a sudden, she gets upset. She's in a space where she's just like, fuck this. Okay. She doesn't know what that is, but you know, I'm interpreting this way because that's exactly what it would have been for me. Fuck this. I don't want you sitting here, because that's how she felt. So she's just sitting right there frowning about.